From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. Russia has warned that any use of force in Ukraine's eastern region could lead to civil war, as Kyiv attempts to regain control following pro-Moscow protests. Ukrainian authorities have been clashing with pro-Russian protesters that stormed the regional administration in the eastern city of Kharkiv. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry warned Russia of harsher economic sanctions if it does not back down from involvement in Ukraine. Mr. Kerry is set to meet with top diplomats from Russia, Ukraine, and the European Union over the coming days. He said pro-Russia demonstrations in Kharkiv and Donetsk were contrived and a pretext for military intervention.
Quite simply, what we see from Russia is an illegal and illegitimate effort to destabilize a sovereign state and create a contrived crisis with paid operatives across an international boundary engaged in this initiative.
NATO has also warned Russia that continued efforts to destabilize Ukraine would be a historic mistake and threaten consequences. The trial of South African Paralympic athlete Oscar Pistorius, who stands accused of intentionally killing his girlfriend Reva Steenkamp, came to a temporary halt after the athlete broke down crying in the witness stand. Pistorius had been giving testimony for the first time about the night he thought an intruder entered his bathroom and he shot Steenkamp behind a locked toilet door. Gary Alfonso reports from Pretoria, South Africa.
Pistorius finally broke down, struggled to speak, and then started crying out loud as he described how he found his badly wounded girlfriend behind the bathroom door he broke open with a cricket bat. Earlier, he had told the court how he had grabbed his gun from his bedside, whispered to Steenkamp to call the police, and approached the bathroom where he found an open window and he fired four shots through the toilet door. He said he screamed hysterically and cried for help when he realized it might have been Steenkamp behind the door. The judge adjourned the case for the day when the defense said Pistorius was too distraught to continue.
U.S. President Barack Obama is urging his political opponents to approve a gender pay equality law, which Congress previously rejected. Women in the United States earn on average only 77 cents to every dollar earned by men in the same job. The president has signed two executive orders bringing transparency to federal government contractors. The Paycheck Fairness Act would impose new regulations on private employers. Republicans say it amounts to a desperate political ploy designed to target women in an election year. But the president says there's a clear argument.
Because the majority of senators support this bill. But 2 years ago, a minority of Senate Republicans blocked it from getting a vote. Even worse, some commentators are out there saying that the pay gap doesn't even exist. They say it's a myth. But it's not a myth. It's math.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. A new report from the United Nations has revealed more than 1.5 million people are in dire need of food in the Central African Republic. It comes after a year of religious-motivated violence that has killed thousands and forced many more from their homes. Nick Harper reports from UN headquarters in New York.
Food insecurity has now almost become the norm in the Central African Republic. The 1.6 million figure represents more than a third of the entire population of 4.5 million. A joint study by the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization and the World Food Programme shows fighting between Christian and Muslim communities has meant crops have not been planted and people have not been able to work the land. The report says action is becoming more difficult and expensive with every passing day.
The death toll from last month's landslide in the U.S. state of Washington has risen to at least 34. The county sheriff's office says around 10 people remain missing. Nearly 900 people have been working on search and recovery efforts in the area north of Seattle. And they were told they would never move their legs again, but thanks to a new experiment, four men with paralyzed legs have been able to regain some functions, including standing. The groundbreaking finding is giving people with paralysis new hope that the condition may not be permanent. Lindsay Mastis reports from Los Angeles.
It's called epidural stimulation. Researchers are running an electrical current through the men's spines, which seems to have restored the ability for their brains to once again control their legs. The four men who have participated in the study have each been paralyzed for 2 to 4 years. When the epidural device is running, they can lift their legs and support their own weight when they stand.
And that's the latest Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.